There is a fight going on in Wagulga, and it's a very familiar story as well, following the development that was pulled out of Hastings Street. It seems that there is another development trying to go up. There is a petition doing the rounds. Teresa Edwards is a part of that fight as well, and she's saying that it's contravening the master plan for Wagulga, and they're trying to make sure that Wagulga stays the way the residents of the people who live there, already live there, want it to stay. Teresa joins me right now. Could you just quickly run through what exactly the master plan for Wagulga is?
So Wagulga's master plan was passed by council over 2 years ago at a council meeting in Wagulga. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really sure. I had some information that there was a funding difficulty with getting the plan passed down into law. But council staff are now working on it, so it's begun its process through the law.
So I guess everybody in Wagulga said, this is what we want for our town, and everybody agreed on it.
Yeah, 2 years ago, and council agreed to that. But so everybody, a lot of people put a lot of work into it. There was a lot of ratepayers' money put into it. It's an award-winning document, and now Wagulga's found itself in this position where I can't speak for other people, but it looks like developers are aware that they can go over the master plan.
Right.
The LEP says at the moment it's a 15.5 metre height, so I guess they look at that and they go, oh, yeah, we can go 15.5 metres and we can go a little bit higher as well.
Right, so these developers are being a bit cheeky with it.
They're not aware of or not acknowledging that we have a town master plan with height limits in it. And we're in this weird position because it's been sat on for over 2 years.
Because it didn't quite make it to law. Like, it was just, it's got...
Well, once, I don't really understand, Ben, the legalities of it. Like I say, I'm a writer, not a fighter. So I really don't understand the gist of it. But I'm working with a lot of people who do. So, And those people were working on it originally as well. So they have a lot of time and effort and heart invested into the plan.
Which development is this that is going to be going over the plan?
The current one that's up for submissions is number 34 Trafalgar Street.
Yep.
It has a height limit of 11 metres and I think that they're coming in at 16.27.
Right.
So it's over the limit. So, yeah, I've written to their architect, advising him that we do have a master plan.
And that's the thing, because I think a lot of people would probably assume, oh, you know, Wagulga residents just don't want change and all this. But it's like, no, we've got to agree that there is a limit to it. Otherwise,
yes. You
end up with just high rises everywhere and you can't see the beach anymore. And that just defeats the purpose of Wagulga.
Yeah, that's right. And we really like the ambience of our little town.
Mm.
We're getting a lot of feedback from people in the cities, from people in Byron Bay.
Yep.
Who are saying, look, just keep up your fight because you don't want to be like us. We can't park at the beach. We're stuck in traffic jams all the time. We're really concerned about that in Wagulga because all of the new residents, we haven't, or I don't know, council doesn't seem to be looking at the infrastructure. But once again, I can't speak for them. All I know is that the DA that I was involved with in Hastings Street said that the road network would cope with 52 units and the residents in them, and I know that I can't get out onto River Street.
Exactly. It's like, yeah.
so that's major. We want to keep Wagulga. We want to develop, but we want to keep that lovely village ambience so that it's a lovely place for people to come and visit and to live in.
Keep the magic.
That's it, Ben. That's it.
How can people get involved? How can people show their support for this?
They can please sign our petition. We've got a petition on change.org.
Okay.
They can join our Facebook page, the Wagulga and Northern Beaches Facebook page, which Lisa Nichols does an amazing job with.
She is wonderful.
Without
isn't she?
Her, we wouldn't have had the voice that we've had. So they can sign our petition. We have paper petitions in some of our businesses in town, and that's all advertised on our Facebook page, the Woolgoolga one.
Yep.
You can message us at all at any time, and we're really happy to help and defend our town. We're happy to bring everybody else in.
Good
with
on
us
you.
Too. So
fantastic. Yeah. Keep up the great fight. Okay.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Teresa Edwards there, fighting with developers in Woolgoolga. If you want to join in that fight as well, we'll put a link up onto our Facebook page. Your chance at $100 Anaconda gift card is next. The Hit Breakfast Show.